Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra under the direction of Greg Conway. They will begin with...
Hello to my friends in the Hopkins Advanced Orchestra. This is Tim Smith, and we're at the end of a long day, and I know for your teacher who's really feeling very sick, this has been a tough slog, but anyway, I'm really looking forward to hearing you play and hearing the results of how you've grown since the last time I saw you. I'm also looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks on the 27th for another little intense period of time, both during your regular period and after school. So we'll continue the journey of getting you really ready to play for the ASTA convention and go from there. I'm just so sorry that Mr. Conway's not feeling well. Good, a little more link. D, da, da, da. Remember, quarter notes are 2/3. Yeah, that has to be more prepared. The crescendo into one, right? We talked about that. It's just a few people doing it, but you got to all energize into. Yeah, a little concern still about the isolation of the third beat, first two bars of two. It's not even so much the accent that seems a bit excessive, it's that you're separating the measures a little bit more. Yeah, those are not accent. D, da, da. I think that should be more length, more legato. Yeah, D, da, bum. Don't put a space between the bar before three and three. So, violas and cellos, your note goes to the downbeat. D, da, bum. A little more energy. Yum, bum, bum. A little more viola. More lower first right there, more lower firsts. Watch the up bow, down, up, down, up, down. Watch the up bow, watch the up bow. Very nice, dynamics. Don't stop, it's la di di da 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 dum di da 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 dum ba da dum. There's the goal note, right? But keep your bow moving, keep your bow moving. Yeah, not. Don't pounce so much in the basses. Don't pounce so much. Just, keep it da da da, not da da. Yeah, we have to focus more on the notes that are harmonized and the notes that are unison, right? Chord, 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 unison, chord, 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 unison, 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 right? So looking at eight and deciding where the chords are, where the unison notes are, and adjusting the balance. Yeah, nice. And it's such strong playing, probably a lot of what's left in terms of what I might work on, it has to do more with maybe the way I think the piece should go as opposed to the way Mr. Conway thinks the piece should go, or maybe the rest of the world thinks the piece should go. There's a lot of good playing. There's some rough spots. I mean, there's a bunch of parents here, I see, who are taking videos. Somebody hopefully maybe has a recording of you playing without me talking on it. You can hear some of the rough places. It's just, you play with such a refined manner, and then all of a sudden you'll play like your middle school students. Yeah, just a little less cello sound, a little more second violin sound, and a little more viola sound, especially when you play moving lines as opposed to static lines. This may be a little too unhurried. Probably we're going maybe 56, 58, something like that. I think maybe there's a compromise in there somewhere where it can feel unhurried. Also feel like it moves forward just a little bit more. Yeah, the violas really have to play a bigger role in creating, being the sonic equal of the violins and the cellos. You have this long note that goes into the downbeat of 20, and you have that stress release moment there, and it just feels like we need more of that. Yeah, I think this could be more delicate. Even though it's marked mezzo forte, I think it could be more and just a little more angelic, because it's scored in this, high voices, and maybe to move it forward just a little bit more, and then you can broaden as you approach 44. But I think just to because of the nature of the pizzicato accompaniment, it can feel a little bit more like a waltz. In terms of its movement. Yeah, careful of the, more intense down bow, more relaxed up bow at measure 50 there in the first violins and violas. More second violin there. Again, it's this whole thing, you're playing the 9-8 suspension to the A flat chord in measure 54. La da. Yeah, Charlie, just make sure that you're really, a little more concerned about, as you flow through these string crossings, that you're really concerned about the fluidity of the line, and that you're really playing, in tune. Yeah, there's that measure again, the measure 69 in this case. It's got that long bow, short bow thing. It just happens every time where you run out of gas and you diminuendo the first, second beat, and then you push that third beat. More bottom second, F, G. Good. So we need to make sure that the B flat in the cellos is not so present. Just a touch of the B flat on the bottom, Divisi and the cello in the last chord is what we need. Just a touch, just a touch. We don't want too much of that fifth in the chord. Yeah, I think you know if you can listen to somebody's making a recording of this. Without the talking on it, then you may get a sense, Greg, that it's just a little too much, just going a little too slow, and maybe taking a little bit too much time in some of these inner places where you're retarding. A little bit is okay, but maybe you're not preparing for the end of the piece, and then when you do the end of the piece, maybe you're slowing down a little bit too early and a little bit too much at the end. So I'll leave that up to you, but I think it's worth a review. That's really, really gorgeous. Let that fade away longer. Let it fade away longer. Yeah, it's really a beautiful playing. The viola, especially controlling the high register on the A string, is very well in tune. We need to maybe match our vibratos. Yeah, I feel like you're rushing the basses. Dot, do dot, do dot, dot, diva, do ba, do dot, do dot. It just feels like you're not in the groove. Softer basses and cellos, softer. More bottom first. Don't crescendo as you go up in the top first. Let the crescendo happen from the bottom first. Very nice. Dynamically. I feel like we're maybe not quite getting to some of these downbeats together. Like 48 didn't feel settled to me. I was surprised that you played the downbeat of 49 so together, because the measure before it felt, unsettled. Sound. It doesn't stop and then the violas are left. It really fades into the viola sound. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be more epic, more sweeping. Everybody's got to play with a bigger sound here in the first three bars of that phrase of 77. Yeah, second's not two things. It's la da dee da, yee da 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 da, dee da dee da, ta da 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 da. Right, don't separate the energy between 82 and 83. Just a little more second five, I'm going to measure 80, or 90, we can hear you in 91, but 80 is a little more period as you move there. Chelly, that can be softer. Nobody's competing with you at 104. So when you diminuendo in 103, you can really just let that float up into the mist. That's plenty of energy there. Yeah, Chelly, respond to the dynamic you hear the first violins play. The second beat of 110 is louder than the first violins you're playing. When they find a crescendo in 111, then it's okay for you to up the ante dynamically there. But I think before then, it's just too much. That could be even softer, I think. Really, really soft. Yeah, the bass has to fade away when the E happens. There shouldn't be any more DNA left. Maybe the low strings don't need to be quite so loud there. It's hard to even hear the pizzicato in those first three or four bars at 131. Yeah, not too heavy. There's so much of this low cello sound there, and the bass is pretty heavy. We got to be able to hear the viola. There's chords there, especially hearing the B flat against that. Yeah, I feel like maybe first violins are just behind slightly, and the same impression I had the last time we had the superimposed ideas. It's just the legato lines are just the melodic lines are just a little bit behind the inner pulse. It has to feel like you're behind, but you can't actually be behind. Yeah, D, ta, don't get softer until you get to the B. Yeah, low strings, you've got to pump it up big time into 162 and then sustain that sound, right? Even maybe we need to change the bowing because we're really deflating measure 162 there. So there we go, suspended through. So, you know, just even if it means just to free bow 162, all the way through the next bar, so it stays, that massive sound stays. Boy, that piece has really, 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 really improved since the last time I heard it. There's a lot of great stuff happening there. So anyway, congratulations, Mr. Hopkins. That's what Mr. Byrne called you there earlier in the day. Mr. Conway, very nice. I'm very proud of you guys. Very proud of all of you.